The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your Heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. And many say to you, they have received their reward. When you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret. Your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they receive their reward. When you pray, go to your inner room, close the door and pray to your Father in secret. Your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. And many say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to be fasting except your Father who is hidden. Your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you. The Gospel of the Lord. The primary purpose of Lent, starting with Ash Wednesday, is to help us so that at the end of this journey, we fall madly in love with God. That's the end purpose. That we will be able to live out what Jesus says, to love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. That's the purpose of Lent, really. Now, the ashes that we're going to receive in the gospel are means by which we can arrive at that end. They're bridges by which we can arrive at our destiny. When we impose the ashes, we have two different options of what we can say when we impose the ashes in your forehead. And both of these short sayings are actually taken from the Bible. First is Mark 1:15, which is the first preaching of Jesus. The words are, repent and believe the good news. So the message is a call to conversion, metanoia in Greek. The other is taken from Genesis chapter 3, 15b. That is, after the sin of Adam and Eve, God intervene with chastisements. A triple chastisement. One on the woman to bring forth children in pain, on the man to work and to earn his bread by the sweat of his brow, the serpent to eat dust, and the universal chastisement, which is our mortality, meaning that all of us have to die one day. As Paul says, the chastisement from sin is death. So the imposition of ashes has two ideas: conversion and our mortality. That means we should all think about the fact that one day we're all going to die. And as soon as we die, then we go before the judgment seat of God. That's the meaning of ashes. Now, how are we going to arrive at this conversion and arrive at the grace of all graces, the grace of a holy and happy death? The gospel today is taken from the Sermon on the Mount, which we've been reading, by the way, on Sundays. Sermon on the Mount can be found in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 5, 6, and 7. This is in chapter 6, the very heart of the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus offers us three means or tools that we should use to arrive at this conversion of heart, so that when the Lord calls us, we will be ready to go before Him with a pure conscience, and to die in the state of grace, so that we arrive at principle and foundation, which is the salvation of our soul. And they are prayer, penance or fasting, and almsgiving. Father Al Hall, who was with us a few years ago, gave us a good depiction, artistic or pictorial dimension to understand it. And this might be helpful to you to remember it and to teach your children. We have to go up, we have to go in, and we have to go out. Amen?
Yeah.
We have to go up, in, out, up, prayer, in, fasting, out, almsgiving. You like that? It's good way to remember it. Go up, go in, go out. So I could give you tons of suggestions, but I'll give you one suggestion on each of those areas. Are you listening?
Yes.
Okay, one. And I'll try to give you, according to my humble criteria, the best. The best you can do. Go up. Why not make a decision right now? The next 40 days, you're going to come to daily Mass and receive communion. Amen? You heard me. Make an effort to set aside a half an hour a day, or if you have certain priests, it might be 40 minutes a day, okay? I won't mention who it is, no? In which you're going to be assisting at Mass, listening to the Word of God, gratis, and receive the Eucharist. That's the most efficacious means by which you can be converted. Because you're not changing yourself, Jesus is changing you. I don't really think that we can change ourselves that much. We can probably go from bad to worse, no? But if we allow God to change us, He can move the rocks. God can change us. God can raise the dead. God can convert the most hardened sinners. God can split the Red Sea into two parts. God can create the universe out of nothing, just like that. God is omnipotent. So already try to make that as a decision. Try to come to daily Mass. If you like, you can come to the Mass at 6 o'clock in the morning. There's space for you at that Mass. And the homily is shorter. It's almost like that hamburger place, In-N-Out, okay? But don't go there today. Today is Ash Wednesday. No, no hamburgers, huh? So that's the prayer. It's the greatest of all prayers. Because the prayer in which you're offering Jesus Christ to God the Father for your salvation and the salvation of the whole world. And my friends, this parish got five masses. Don't take it for granted. Don't become jaded. Appreciate the fact you got priests saying five masses for you every day. Say, thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Really should, no? An attitude of gratitude, I think, is merited. Okay, then, penance. We're talking about conversion. By far the most efficacious means by which I can be converted and you can be converted through penance is by receiving the sacrament of penance well. That is to say, making a good confession in these holy days. We have a good problem in this parish. We spend a lot of time in the confessional and we can never finish confessing the people online. That's a good problem. It's a good problem because people come from all over the place. But you have to pray that one of your sons or grandchildren will become a priest. Amen?
Amen.
Because the harvest is rich. The laborers are few. If your son becomes a priest, 15, 20 years, he might be pushing me around in a wheelchair, okay? If I live that long, huh? The harvest is rich. The laborers are few. Okay, let's talk now about almsgiving or charity. I'm going to throw you a curveball, even though you're looking for a fastball, as we say in baseball lingo. Almsgiving is not simply rolling down your window and giving the guy in the corner a fistful of pennies, okay? Or a fistful of nickels, if you feel like you're in a good mood, huh? That's good. You know, give some people to the poor people in the street. Give them some granola bars, okay? What I do. Well, let me tell you something more challenging. Still listening?
Yes.
As they say in Spanish, la caridad empieza por casa. La caridad empieza por la casita. Okay? In English, charity begins at home. You want a really good Lenten proposal to carry out? I'll tell you. 40 days, try not to get angry at anyone in your family.
Oh.
Selective listening. You know what selective listening is? Father, I don't understand your New York English. I heard it. Hey, that's tough. That's where the rubber hits the road. Yeah. That's where the rubber hits the road, and they say in New York, that's the acid test. Try to practice patience, love, forgiveness, compassion, mercy, kindness to your family members. Amen or oh me? I know that's hard. I'm one of nine kids. I know. I'm not talking from theory. I know what it is living in a big, rambunctious family, no? But that could be very pleasing to God. Are any of you married, casados or cansados? No? Maybe smile at your husband when you don't want to do it. Mi amorcito. Sometimes that is very, very difficult. Especially if you're tired, you got a headache, you got a stomach ache, you're bent out of shape because of the traffic. I think that that's heroic virtue. I think that's heroic virtue, what the saints would do. So I've given you just three suggestions. There are many, many more on how to live out the gospel today. Go up, go in, and go out. Go up. Okay, go up. You go up. Come to Mass. Receive good communion. Go in, conversion through confession. And almsgiving or charities, try to be kind and loving and compassionate toward people that live with you. If you do that, this is going to be the best Lent in your life. And when Easter comes, you're going to be really experiencing the great joy of the risen Lord Jesus. So may God bless all of you. You pray for me. I'll pray for you that this will be the best Lent in our lives. Amen.
Amen.